With the Super Bowl coming up, I'm starting to learn a little more about sports ball. But, you know, me, I like the social aspect of it. I don't really care about the stats and the teams or who wins. I don't care about that. Here is the story that I heard about Tom Brady this week that I cannot stop talking to people about. Okay, so Tom Brady's been in like a million Super Bowls. He has a, I'm going to call it a tradition, but I think for him, it's more of like a superstition. He asks his gorgeous 40-year-old supermodel wife, Gisele Bündchen, and their two young children, he asks them to leave the house for 12 days before the Super Bowl.
12 days?
Yeah. Yeah. 12 days before, he has them leave the house. He is alone in his house for 12 days. Every Super Bowl he's ever been in, that is his superstition.
That is the best reason I've ever heard to win football games, to make it into the Super Bowl. Because you get 12, that's all you're thinking about is 12 days off.
12 days without your kids, without your wife, without that, any of that stuff in your face.
Oh, that is awesome. Once a year, 12 days of complete nobody around.
Just silence.
Yeah, and all you have to do is get hit a couple of times by some 300-pound guys.
I'm sure she loves it. She's probably like, oh,
no, she hates
12
it.
I get 12 days without him.
Well, if she was normal and doesn't have 15 nannies with her, I think, you know, you don't want to be alone with two kids because you got to take care of two kids. You don't have somebody else to help you with it. So, no, I don't think that's good, but she probably has nannies, so she doesn't care.
Do you think it's a sex thing? Like, I've heard athletes don't have sex before a game. Like, they like to be all pent up. Do you think that's what it is? 12 days of no sex?
No, I think it. I think it's 12 minutes before a game you don't want to have sex.
Right.
You don't want to be in that phase.
Right.
You know, maybe 12 hours before a game you don't want to have sex. Not 12 days.
Okay.
I think he's calling the buddies over. They're hanging out. It's total freedom. He doesn't want to think about the kids, think about the wife. I understand.
So the big question is, where is Gisele? Okay, so they own several properties. One is in Tampa, obviously, but that's the one where he is. So that's the house that she has been banned from. Okay, they also own a pricey mansion in Miami that they just bought. They bought it for $17 million, and they're knocking it down and rebuilding it. It's a five-bedroom, 5,200-square-foot house, and they don't like it. They don't like it. So I don't think she's there because it's a house they don't like. They just bought it for the property and they're knocking it down. So I'm going to say she's not there. The next place they own is in Montana. Would she be there? It's a $5.7 million home in Montana, which is like the most money. You can own all of Montana for that amount. It's only a condo, though. And it's really a place where Tom likes to go to golf. He golfs there, believe it or not, with Bill Gates and Justin Timberlake. There's a golf club there called the Yellowstone Golf Club, but they all go. So I'm thinking not there because that's more like a sports thing. He goes there with his buddies. It's a condo. It's not some big house, you know. Obviously, they're not in the house in Massachusetts, that $8 million house. They sold that one because, you know, now they live in Tampa. So I'm going to say, I'm guessing she's here in New York. Here's why. He has this thing about New York apartments having to be on the 12th floor. Because his he's number 12, 12 of his lucky number, you know, that's his jersey number. So I think he sent her to New York for good luck. That makes the most sense to me. I think they're here in New York.
I think she's at Turks and Caicos. I think you'd totally go vacation mode at that point and just get out and not even worry about it.
Oh, okay. So not in one of their regular... No, but she's got to be back in Tampa to watch the game.
Yeah, planes take off from Turks and Caicos all the time.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, it's only from Turks and Caicos to Tampa. That's like a four-hour flight.
You know, it's funny you would say Turks and Caicos, and it's funny you'd mention that because I have a friend who decided to spoil himself and fly private. And I was like, are you crazy? Flying private's like $30,000. He's like, it's not. he was able to get, 'cause remember, you know, nobody was flying for a while because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to get a private plane to take him from New York to LA and back for $1,200. He flew private for the same thing people pay for first class.
Yeah, because there's a new service now. It's kind of like Uber, but it's with airplanes. A couple of rich guys get together and buy a jet, and they don't fly it all the time. So the times they don't fly it, as long as you pay for the gas, they'll and chip in some beer money, they'll fly you.
Okay, yeah, I think you said it's called like NetJet or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's so, like Uber.
So I was like, you know what? Let me see. I know that the Kardashians and the Jenners are all in Turks and Caicos. How much would it be for me to go from New York to Turks and Caicos? So I was like, maybe I can get a cheap flight and go hang out with the Kardashians. I don't know what this guy's talking about. $1,200. $14,000 round trip to fly private to Turks and Caicos.
Oh, yeah, that's private.
No, but that's what this is. This was, he flew private. He flew a private plane from New York to Los Angeles. $1,200 round trip. That's what I'm telling you.
Did you go on that service that he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think with that service, it all depends on A, the location, and B, the date.
Yeah, if I pick a date and just want to go to like Miami, I'm sure I can get a flight for $800 round trip, which is what, you know, a first class seat would run me. Yeah, I just thought, you know, if next week I wanted to go to Turks and Caicos for a week, how much would that run me?
If it came down to I really want to go to Turks and Caicos, there's no way I'm flying private, because private jets really don't go that way. They go across the country. But when you go that way, it's cheaper to fly commercial. Just go ahead and buy three seats next to you.
It's not about three seats next to me. What about in front of me and behind me?
On those size of planes that fly to Turks and Caicos, it's not the person right next to you, person right in front of you and behind you. They
have some
space.
I got to get to the airport. I got to go through TSA. I got to do all that stuff. Whereas if you fly private, you just drive right up to the plane.
I know,
but now, you don't have to do any of that stuff.
But now you have to wear a mask in the airport. You have to. I think being at the airport is a lot safer than being at Walmart.
That's probably true, but I still don't want to do it. I would, if I had the money, if I was a Kardashian, of course I'd fly private to Turks and Caicos. I mean, it sounds a lot to spend $14,000 round trip. Like, that's ridiculous. But I guess if you have Kardashian money, that's pocket change.
Right. But if you have Cooper and Anthony money.
Oh, no, I can't. That's, I mean, I wouldn't be able to, I'd have to sell my house. It's like, you sold your house. Why? Nah, I want to go to Turks and Caicos
Turks
for
and
a
Caicos,
week
yeah.
during COVID.
I had to get away.
I had nowhere to live, but I had a great time.
Yeah, I just don't want to come back. Is it time to go? Oh, damn it. We have to go back. Because can you imagine being in Turks and Caicos? You spent 14 grand to get there and back, and now you got to fly back to New York and deal with 30 degrees and snow and black snow all over the place.
It's like paying for a really expensive meal. You know, it's amazing. It's delicious. But then you just poop it out.
Yeah.
It's not special after that. You know, by the time you're done with, it's like sex with a really hot guy. You know, after you've had sex with him, it's like, it wasn't as good as I thought. Going into it, I thought this was going to be awesome. But you know what? That was a lot. It was a lot of work for nothing.